All right, everyone, buckle up because we're diving into some seriously cool stuff today, AI agents.
Glad it's a hot topic for sure.
You guys know these are those increasingly capable digital helpers we keep hearing about. And you're clearly interested. You sent this in. Trust me, this is where AI gets really interesting. It's not just generating text anymore. It's actually doing things.
It's a fundamental change.
Huge.
Yeah.
So we're diving deep today with this article you shared. It's by AI expert Tula Masterman.
Oh, she's brilliant.
She is. It's called AI Agents, the intersection of tool calling and reasoning in generative AI. And let me tell you, she breaks down some seriously complex stuff in a way that makes sense.
Absolutely. She cuts through the noise.
So let's jump right in. Tula talks about how AI is moving beyond just like generating text and actually starting to use tools.
It's like AI graduating from talking about cooking to actually using recipes and appliances.
Perfect analogy.
Right.
So how does that even work? Like, how does an AI learn to use tools?
Well, Masterman points to two main ways AI is learning to reason. One is reasoning through evaluation and planning, which is fascinating in itself.
Okay, so that sounds like strategic thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Like plotting out the best chess moves.
Gotcha.
But it's the second one, reasoning through tool use, that's really revolutionary.
Because that's where it gets active, right? Uh-huh. It's not just thinking about the problem. It's actually doing something.
Exactly. It's the difference between a brilliant strategist and one who can actually execute their plan.
Okay, I'm hooked. So tell me more about this tool use reasoning. What does that look like in action?
Well, one of the examples Masterman gives is OpenAI's O1 model. This thing is so smart. In some tests, it's outperforming PhDs.
Wow, PhDs. This O1 is the real deal.
It is, but there's a catch. O1 is a fantastic planner, a brilliant strategist, but...
Uh-oh, there's always a but, right?
Right. As of right now, it can't actually use tools.
So even a super smart AI needs the right tools to make a difference. I mean, that makes sense, right?
It does, and it highlights a key insight. Even the most advanced AI today still needs us to bridge the gap between thinking and doing. That's where the real power of agents comes in.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how do we bridge that gap? How do we get these brilliant AI minds to actually start using tools effectively?
Well, it's tricky. Masterman uses this example. Imagine you ask your AI assistant to plan your vacation, right?
Something I desperately need.
Right. So it needs to search for flights, compare prices, check your calendar, maybe even reserve a rental car.
That's a lot of steps. A lot of different tools to use.
Exactly. And it needs to use them in the right order, too. That's a huge challenge for AI developers, teaching an agent to use the right tool at the right time in the right way.
It's like saying, here's a toolbox, go build a house.
No.
Just having the tools doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to use them.
Precisely.
This is fascinating, but I have to admit, it's a little intimidating too, you know? Like, what does it mean for us when AI can do all this stuff?
I understand that feeling. It is a huge shift. But I think it's more helpful to think of it as AI augmenting our abilities, not replacing us.
Augmenting, I like that. So it's about humans and AI working together.
Exactly. Think of it like all the other technological revolutions, the printing press, the internet. They all disrupted things, but they also created incredible new opportunities. AI is no different.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we make sure we're using this powerful technology responsibly? Where do we even begin?
Well, I think a good place to start is understanding that it's not some far-off thing, you know? It's already happening.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's working behind the scenes in our phones, our homes, even our workplaces.
Wow. So it's already more integrated than we realize.
Exactly. And Masterman lays out these levels of tool calling to help us understand this evolution.
Okay. Levels of tool calling. I like it. So what's level one? What does that look like?
Level one is something you've probably already seen, actually. Remember when ChatGPT got that update that it can browse the web?
Oh, right. You ask it a question. And it can pull information directly from websites to give you an answer.
Exactly. And while it might seem kind of simple on the surface, that's AI using a tool, a web browser in this case, to complete a task.
Okay, that's a good point. I never thought about it like that. But it makes sense. It's accessing and using tools right there in front of us.
Right. And this is just the beginning. Level two gets even more interesting.
Mm.
We're talking about platforms like Databricks Playground. This is where developers can actually define custom tools and see how an AI uses them.
So instead of just using like pre-built tools, we're talking about building specialized toolkits for AI agents.
Exactly. Imagine you're a business owner, right? You could design an AI agent that analyzes your sales data, spots trends, and then generates reports for you. Databricks Playground lets you build those custom tools, accessing your database, doing statistical analysis, putting it into a nice, pretty report.
That's incredible. It's like having your own, like, personal data analyst on call 247.
Exactly. And that's just one example.
Okay, so that's level two. What about level three? What's the top tier of this AI tool mastery look like?
Level three is where it gets really mind-blowing, honestly.
Okay, you've got my attention.
Instead of just pre-built or custom tools, this is where AI is learning to use any tool, even ones it's never seen before.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking about, like, AI that can teach itself how to use new tools? Like, it just figures it out on its own?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's insane! How is that even possible?
That's where all this cutting-edge research comes in, things like meta-learning and reinforcement learning. It's basically teaching AI how to learn, giving them the ability to adapt and gain new skills independently.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. So instead of handing AI a toolbox, we're teaching it to build its own tools. We've gone from, like, digital butler to digital inventor in the span of this conversation.
It is a lot to take in.
It is. But, okay. This has been incredible, but I have to admit, it's a little intimidating too, you know? Like, what does it mean for us when AI can just, like, teach itself to do anything?
Right, I get that. It is a huge shift. But I think it's helpful to remember that we're still in the driver's seat, you know? We're the ones building these systems, training them, and deciding how they're used. Okay, that makes me feel a bit better. So, how do we make sure we're using this powerful technology responsibly? Where do we even begin? What are the first steps?
Well, Masterman argues that one of the most important things is transparency. We need to understand how these agents are making decisions, what data they're trained on, you know?
So we don't accidentally create some kind of bias monster, right? Like in those sci-fi movies.
Exactly. We need to make sure these agents are aligned with our values, with our ethics. That's something we need to be thinking about right now, not down the road.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
But how do we even begin to do that? It seems like such a massive undertaking.
It's definitely a challenge, but it's not insurmountable. Masterman suggests starting by developing clear guidelines and regulations for AI development and making sure those guidelines are informed by diverse voices and perspectives.
That makes sense. We need everyone at the table for this. Okay, so we've got guidelines for being mindful of bias. What else? How do we ensure AI is used for good, not for, you know, something out of a dystopian novel?
Education is key.
Yeah.
The more people understand about AI, how it works, the better equipped they'll be to identify potential issues and advocate for responsible use.
So knowledge is power when it comes to AI. I like that. Okay, so we've talked about transparency, guidelines, education. Anything else we should be thinking about?
We need to be having open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of this technology. It's not just about the technical stuff, it's about the societal impact too.
That's a really good point. Because ultimately, AI is a reflection of ourselves, right?
Okay.
It's only as good or as bad as we make it.
Exactly. So we need to make sure we're building a future where AI is a force for good in the world, a tool that helps us solve problems and create a better future for everyone.
Beautifully said. Mm-hmm. Now, Tula also mentions in her article this other important factor, the size of the AI model. It sounds like when it comes to AI brains, bigger is often better.
It's true to a certain extent. You see, those larger models, they have more parameters, right?
Parameter.
Think of them like connections in the AI's brain, yeah. More connections, more capacity for learning, more potential for complex problem solving.
So it's like having a bigger engine, more horsepower, more potential speed.
You got it, but.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always a but, right?
There always is, isn't there?
Bigger models require massive computational power, you know, tons of energy. It's like having that giant engine. Impressive, sure, but not exactly fuel efficient. And so researchers are working on making AI more sustainable too, finding that balance between performance and responsibility.
So it's not just about how big the AI brain is, it's also about how efficiently it uses its resources. Makes sense. Now, Tula also mentioned that sometimes smaller AI models are actually better suited for certain tasks. It's not always about being the biggest.
Exactly. Think about it like this. If you're just hanging a picture, you don't need your entire toolbox, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes a smaller, more specialized tool is the perfect fit.
Makes sense. So in those cases, it's not just the size of the AI that matters, but also how it's trained and what it's trained on that makes all the difference.
You hit the nail on the head. And as research progresses, we'll likely see even more specialization in AI models. Imagine AI models tailored for specific industries, even down to individual preferences. It's an exciting time to be paying attention to this, that's for sure.
This has been incredible. We've covered so much ground today, from the basics of tool use to these mind-blowing AI agents that can learn to use any tool. It's amazing to think about how far AI has come and how much further it can go.
It really is mind-blowing to think about all the possibilities. And you're right, it's already more integrated into our lives than we realize. But with all this talk about AI learning and evolving so rapidly, I have to ask, what does this all mean for us? Like, for the average person, what's the one big takeaway here? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think the most important thing to remember is that AI isn't some far-off fantasy anymore. It's here, it's evolving rapidly, and it has the potential to reshape our world in some really big ways.
And like you said earlier, we need to understand it if we want to use it responsibly.
Exactly. The more we understand how these AI agents work, the better prepared we'll be to navigate this new landscape. And that means asking tough questions, you know? Like, how do we make sure these agents are being developed and used ethically? How do we ensure transparency in their decision-making processes? What about bias? These are all things we need to be thinking about now.
It's like we're building the plane while we're flying it.
Right. Okay. In a way, yes. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to involve diverse voices and perspectives, because AI is only as good as the data it's trained on and the people who are programming it.
Absolutely. Now, before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on one more thing from Tula's article. She ends on this thought-provoking note about the ethical implications of AI agents and how we need to be really careful about ensuring they're used responsibly.
That's crucial. As AI agents become more integrated into our lives, we need to make sure they're aligned with our values, things like fairness, accountability, transparency, and we need to be aware of the potential for bias, both in the data these agents are trained on and in the ways they're designed and used.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the people behind the technology and the choices we make about how we use it.
Exactly. And that's a responsibility we all share.
Well said. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI agents, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with today? What's the most important thing for them to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. AI is no longer a futuristic fantasy. It's here, it's evolving rapidly, and it has the power to reshape our world in profound ways. So stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged in the conversation about how we want to shape the future of AI.
Couldn't have said it better myself. A huge thank you to you for taking us on this incredible journey into the world of AI agents. This has been fascinating.
It's been my pleasure.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on the deep dive. We hope you found this exploration of AI agents as insightful and thought-provoking as we did. Until next time, stay curious.